Now, more of the Alan Autry Show on 1300 Coyote.
Hey, welcome back to the show. My apologies to John Shore. I kept calling him Bill Shore. It's not as bad as my buddy. I won't tell you who it is, but he listens a lot. Been married for like almost 50 years. And he was introducing his wife and forgot her name.
Oh!
Well, I was always calling him Jim Shore.
For about 15 seconds, so, huh?
I was always calling him Jim Shore for a long time because there's a fantastic artist named Jim Shore.
Jim Shore, yeah, that name. And Bill Shore is the author. And, you know, and John has, you know, made his mark in his own right.
It's okay, though, Alan, because John just went down the hallway to Oslin's office and told him how great the Gene Autry Show was.
All right. Well, Catherine Andis, our next guest, welcome.
Thank you, Alan. It's Andes, like Andes. The mountains.
Can I have these things phonetically done?
Sorry.
Okay, let me back up.
That's okay.
Catherine Andes, just like the mountains.
And the candies.
And the candies. Catherine yes. Andes of Hanford, the welcome. Now, you're an internet specialist, right?
I am.
In good old Hanford.
Good old Hanford.
Have you ever had a hot fudge sundae at Spirit Dairy?
Oh, yes. We're the only ones in the whole world.
Man, that is the best ice cream in the world. Now, you're going to be discussing today web content development and how to use search engines.
Right.
Do you know how many people listening out there have pretended that they could use a search engine or that they're computer literate, that have no idea, no more knowledge than me? I can get on it. I can point and click. But how so please be very, like you're talking to kind of like, No, just, huh?
What, can I rat you out, Alan?
What?
Can I quote Austin for a second?
Oh, you, yeah. Well, do you think I'm going to stop you? I can't stop you. I can only hope to contain you.
I won't say it unless you allow
me to.
Catherine, his son once said, my dad doesn't know how to use a mouse.
That's true, but I can. I can't use it as good as him. But you said, on my notes here, it says you're going to tell the folks how to use a search engine. People hear that all the time. Is that part of what you do?
Well, you know, actually, no.
No.
Gail did tell me you were not too technical, so I'll try and break it down for you.
Huh?
What I do help people are businesses. I help businesses to get found on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Right. So I'm here to help businesses.
Okay, get found.
Get
found. How do you do that?
Okay.
All the way from Andes Mountains.
Well, there are a couple of ways. I do two things, mainly with websites. I help them get found, and then I help them develop their pages so that people will actually do what they want them to do. They'll either pick up the phone and call, they'll walk into the store, or they'll place an order a newsletter.
Okay.
Whatever it is that they want a person to do when they land on the web page.
How important nowadays is it to have a good website? I mean, is it critical? Is it somewhat helpful? Where does it stand in the order of importance if you have a business?
Well, it's really, really important. Obviously, there are still people who get plenty of business without their websites, but the way it's going, the younger generation does not crack open the yellow pages, and as those of us who are older die off, the first thing people do is they go to their internet and they search. And even the old codgers who are not very computer literate, they're starting to go to their computers first when they want to find something. So it is getting more critical. There still is a little bit of a window of time if you want to get a head start on your competition. Most people have websites. Most websites are not effective.
Hmm. But, you know, I'd heard that part of the downfall of Gottschalks was they didn't keep up with the times. I don't know how true or if it's true at all. But their website, their whole online aspect of their business was not, from what I understand, really competitive.
That's possible. I was not, yeah. I did not look at their website when it was up, and that's very possible.
But you could safely say, Catherine, that if you have a business, my goodness, for what it costs to put up a website, you need to have one, right?
You need to have a website. Kind
of, you're like driving a covered wagon and everybody else is, you know, flying in the Concorde, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's at least important you'd say, hey, you'd be remiss and really stand out if you didn't have one.
Right.
People would, in fact, I think it's getting to the point, Catherine, where if you have a business and you don't, people are they really with it?
Exactly. Exactly. If you don't have a website, I mean, people
will check
you out. And you
might have the greatest product in the world.
Right. Right. They think there's something wrong with you if
yes,
you don't.
Yes, I really think that's out there mm-hmm. now. And I'm an older guy, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm starting to think that. And I'm not even computer literate.
Right.
But if you don't have it,
right.
I don't care about your website.
Right.
But if you don't have it, I care.
Right.
I don't care what it's.
Absolutely.
Okay, now tell me, you just said something, though, that was very, that hit me here. That most folks, businesses have websites, but most of them are not effective.
Correct.
What makes what makes a website effective, but what makes a website ineffective?
Well, what makes a website ineffective is maybe not thinking about your visitor and why your visitor is coming to your web pages.
Is that homepage important in that?
Homepage is very important. But
first thing you see, right? Is that right?
Right. The homepage? Well, not necessarily. They could, if they do a search and the search is tied to an interior page, they could land on your website from any number of pages. That's why all your pages are really important.
Okay, I got you.
And in fact, later on, if we have time, I'm going to show you your own page.
Uh-oh.
And how you could fix your own page.
Oh, okay, I need fixing.
Mm-hmm.
I need, oh, listen. Oh, yeah, you do. Okay, we'll give folks just a few ideas on what they can do to make
Well, I'd like to describe maybe three clients that I have. Like, I have one client who spent thousands of dollars on his website.
Okay.
And the purpose of the website was to get lead generation. And he, after a year, he had not gotten one phone call or one email off of his website.
Okay.
And the reason was because the keywords, the words that people type in a search engine for his particular product, if they typed those words into a search box, his website did not come up on the first 100 searches or 10 pages of a search result. So people couldn't find his website. And that was, you know, that's one of the problems we'll be working on. Another client I have in Australia, she was getting a lot of visits to her webpage through pay-per-click ads. Do you know what pay-per-click ads are?
Pay-per-click ads?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Those are the ads when you do a Google search and you look on the right-hand side, you uh-huh. see paid advertising.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So people click on those ads and they go to a page. Well, she was getting a lot of people clicking on her ads and going to a page, but the page wasn't well developed for sales and marketing. So I consulted with her, gave her a few tips. Within a week, her business had increased 40%.
Wow.
She is hiring staff. I got an email from her this week. She's looking for an office manager. Mind you, we haven't even really fixed her page that much yet. I'm rewriting her page now. I think she'll get even more business once it's rewritten. But just a few tips, marketing tips, made her site more successful.
Now, if they call your business, go out personally, talk by the phone. How do you communicate?
Well, with my client in Australia, I work through Skype.
Sure. Okay. But here locally?
Locally, I work with local clients. I have a client in Hanford. This is my last example. And we optimized his site for all the little valley towns so that for his product, if somebody's searching in a little valley town, they would find his site would pop up. And he, right after we optimized his site, he got a client from Carruthers, put in a $53,000 order.
Wow.
This client could have gone to Bakersfield. She could have gone to Fresno. She could have gone to Visalia. She went to my client in little old Hanford and placed a $53,000 order.
Wow.
So that shows the power of making your website effective mm-hmm. and findable.
Right. And you say most of the websites just are...
Even websites with really big companies, I can go in and see how they've optimized their keywords and all that, and most of them have not done it. So it's a relatively new field.
I was going to say, the Internet's not that old.
Right.
I mean, the dominance of the Internet's not. The Internet's
right.
been around a long time, but the dominance of it being in our life on just pretty much every aspect is relatively new.
Right.
So we're still kind of learning what works and what doesn't work, right?
Exactly. What I'm talking about is relatively new. There are people who have done it, but there aren't that many of us out there who do this kind of thing.
Now, what do you charge? What's your company charge?
As much as I can.
I like that. What will the market bear? Do you negotiate?
It's typical consulting fees about what a consultant runs. I mean, it can be all over the map depending on how much experience someone has. No, I don't want to give my rates out over the air.
All right. Well, let's give your contact, though, because I think you could help a lot of people. What's the name of your company?
It's Andes & Associates. I do have a free newsletter if people visit my website, andesandassociates.com, or you can Google my name, Catherine Andes. And my phone number is 559-589-0379.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you say you got some stuff.
I've got your webpage. The Kino webpage. Have everyone go to the Kino site if they're on their near their computer and click on programming.
1300kino.com, right?
Yeah, and program schedule and Alan Autry.
All right, do that now. 1300kino.com and go to what now?
Go to the
program scheduling
schedule and then click on Alan Autry's
and
you page.
And click on Alan Autry's page. Now, I'm going to forget this again. Here are a few reasons to upgrade your wireless phone. Tons of AT&T phones feature full keyboards and are designed for fast and easy texting. You know, all the new apps. You've been trying to correct me for that for the last 3 years. The apps that AT&T offers, from social networking to GPS technology, camera and video quality, have come a long, long way in the last couple of years. And it's the fall sale at AT&T, and now's the time to make the switch and save, just like I did. The AT&T fall sale means huge wireless deals for you right now. Right this very second, you can get 50% off any Samsung touchscreen phone. That's a great phone, folks. Also, the Samsung Solstice, another great phone. The Samsung Solstice is now at a great low price. Plus, it has intuitive touchscreen for texting, voice-guided GPS, full keyboard for easy texting, and a lightweight, sleek design. So do what I did and choose AT&T. Visit a store today. AT&T, your world delivered. 50% off claim based on after-rebate price with 2-year agreement. Certain restrictions and other charges apply. See store for complete details.